Let's open the only in Laguna file.
All right, so Arena bailed on me. Arena is supposed to be my sidekick for the only in Laguna file, but she is busy doing motherly things. And Monica Silva, our development director.
Yay, number
is
two
here,
mom.
Stepping in because you already did your mama duty this morning.
Yeah, I did the mama shuffle. Did we talk about
that
already?
The mama shuffle. What is that?
The mama shuffle is getting up way too early because you stayed up late doing too many things. And then you get in your car and you drive your kids to school. But that takes about 5 to 10 minutes. The wait is waiting in line to get down down the hill because everybody's trying to leave town at the same time.
That sounds fun.
So
I like waiting in cars.
And you're like in traffic and you're pretending not to see the person next to you. Like, oh, there's that person. You're like not too friendly.
Oh, well, that's what podcasts and that's what our app is for. Because you were listening, right?
I was told. So, yeah, good job, Jake.
Well, what would you bring? Because I've been asking everybody, if you had to evacuate, what would you, the three items you could bring?
That's a good question. The three items?
Yeah.
My straight iron. So frills for old answer. But toilet paper. I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding about the straight iron?
Yes,
okay.
Of course. Toilet paper.
That's
who didn't say
course.
That?
Yeah, my Uncle Kroger said toilet paper.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Like hydrogen peroxide or something that I can clean a wound.
What?
I'm a mom. And some sort of food item.
What about that album cover I got signed by...
Eric Burden?
Eric Burden. We got to bring that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for playing, Monica.
You're welcome.
All right, we're getting sidetracked. This is supposed to be the only in Laguna file, so we pick a story from the local crime blotter, and it's basically to kind of show how good we have it here, because there's never anything super terrible going on, and I mean, knock on wood.
Right.
Knock on wood, but here's
sometimes it can get a little ridiculous.
Yeah, this is what I found in the local police blotter. This happened on January 14th, so last Sunday. In Laguna Canyon Road at 11:34 a.m., a syringe was found in a parking spot on Laguna Canyon Road about 24 hours prior to the call. The syringe was recovered and booked for destruction.
That's funny. That's actually funny. Booked? Like, well, where do syringes go when they get arrested?
And why can't you just they took it into the evidence and they're like, oh, we got to destroy this, but this afternoon is looking pretty busy. How does next Tuesday look for you? Like, you have to book it for destruction?
That's, oh my gosh. And yeah,
the other thing
maybe
is,
evidentiary reasons.
Evidentiary, that's a good word.
Evidentiary.
The other thing is that it says that whoever, the reporting party, held on to this syringe for 24 hours prior to calling it in.
Oh.
What was going on?
I'm looking for...
What were they doing with that syringe?
They're making sure that it's not quite dirty enough to reuse. They're like just making sure, like, is
they
it
tried the bleach
too dirty?
Trick.
And then when it was like... just too dirty to reuse, they just like threw it out and are like, okay, let's
oh my gosh, I love our fair city.
Ill though. Right? That's like ill. A
well,
syringe.
Don't leave your syringes in parking spots.
No.
People. That's a given. That's
like
just
if you're
common
listening
sense.
and you use syringes, like just come on.
Just turn it in and it will be booked for destruction.
Like,
the LBPD will book it for destruction for you.
You can make an appointment.
Yes. Thanks, Monica. Thanks for stepping in and saving the day.
Anytime. I can do that for you.
All right. That's been the only in Laguna file. We'll bring another crime story from behind the orange curtain here on Friday. Now back to generational alt rock.